This article was originally published on Popsara.com. Read this and more on our website. Anyone remember board games? Yeah, those were a thing back in the day. They were kind of like video games, except all the stuff you used was physical. You'd use your hands to move it around. Like VR, but less virtual. Crazy times. Anyway, some games aim to hearken to those ancient games of yore, and lately Dokapon Kingdom Connect aims to bring the board game experience back. The kingdom is in peril. We'll need help from adventurers to save the day. Adventurers, of course, don't work for free, so there's plenty of rewards up for grabs for the most heroic hero of all. There's money, prizes, and, of course, the chance to wed the princess, which would, in turn, make the conquering champion next in line for the throne. In a cutthroat race like this, it won't be surprising if things turn a little bit sour between our heroes, but at least the kingdom's getting saved one way or the other. If you aren't familiar with the long-running Dokapon series, the closest comparison would probably be something like Monopoly or Mario Party. You'll create and customize an adventurer, choosing from one of several classes with different capabilities, and unlocking more as you progress, and get to spinning your spinner and moving around one of several boards. Different spaces will present cash money, monsters to battle for experience, items to loot and more, with your overarching goal being to gear up, get paid and come out ahead. Naturally, you'll also be in more direct competition with other players, online or otherwise, as in they'll be happy to smack you down if the chance arises. Death keeps you out of the game for a few turns, which isn't a very good way of taking the lead. In other words, this is one of those friendship-ruining games, as they're often called by writers who apparently don't have very strong friendships. There's probably some degree of skill involved in Dokapon Kingdom Connect, but it really tends to feel like your success is based on the luck of the spinner. Typically, one hero will pull out ahead based on some good early spins and everyone else will conspire to bring them down, though if you're playing with CPU opponents, all bets are off when it comes to that kind of coordination. It's all good fun, assuming you can keep the right sort of mindset. There's no reason to tilt off the edge of the earth at a game that giveth and taketh away on a whim, right? Just get ready to settle in for the long haul if you plan on making progress in this one, as you'll be hammering away at even the shorter chunks of story mode for hours at a time, to say nothing of the other modes or battling opponents online. Connect continues the series' theme of cutesy aesthetics that mask the ice-cold competition at the heart of each game of Dokapon. That's a good thing, too, since the poor lil' Switch is getting on in years and probably couldn't handle anything too intense. As it stands, everything runs fine, so your main concern is going to be claiming and maintaining that lead above your competitors. If you've got some friends you're not especially close to such that you'll lose them over a game of fantasy Monopoly, then Dokapon Kingdom Connect is the game to make that happen. Watch as your few threadbare relationships burn to a crisp in the superheated flames of competition. Alternatively, just sit back, chill out and watch as the dice fall as they may. It's a good time one way or the other. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on Popsara.com.